Hello there, my name is Brett Clark. If you have followed the past several podcasts, then you know I grew up in a family that worked in a grocery store. If you've lived through retail, then you know what work is. In fact, as a young person, I had it pretty good. I didn't know it at the time, of course. I was always driven, and still am today, by the next thing. My wife has at times been very frustrated with me because I'm never satisfied with where I'm at. I used to feel bad about that part of me, but now I don't. Today I embrace it. And I want to thank you again before I go any further just for tuning in. And if you're stuck, if you are not sure what your next thing is, then I think today's teaching will certainly shed light on that or encourage you to move forward. And many of you, if you're married especially, you know what it's like to have your significant other upset. Maybe it's just by the way you're wired or how you operate. But now I've learned to be grateful for what I have and happy with what I have, but never content or satisfied. See, there's always more out there. And I'm grateful in all things, but always striving for more. And in fact, I've had those moments in life where there is great doubt and I'm in a low spot. And when that happens, it normally coincides with a time when I'm not looking ahead at the next thing. And as a principal, a coach, and a speaker, you can imagine that I come into contact with a great many people. When people are stuck, it is quite often because they either don't know what the next step is, or they have too many options, and they don't have clarity in which option it is that they should stick with. Either of those scenarios can paralyze you. And when the mind is confused, it defaults to no. If you don't have a dream or even a goal in front of you, it should be no surprise that you're down, stuck, or maybe even depressed. When the mind is confused, it defaults to no. Many times we blame ourselves or a characteristic of us, like age. You might hear someone say, "Well, I guess I'm too old. I shouldn't set that goal." I've also heard, "Well, I'm too young. They won't listen to me anyway." Come on. Colonel Sanders started KFC at something like, I don't know, was it 76? I see this firsthand as a parent now. It can be depressing as our little ones start growing out of things. And for instance, taking down the crib shouldn't be that bad or big of a deal, right? It is. Packing up little clothes. If you're a parent, you understand. Now, I'm very sentimental, and so there's always going to be a little thinking about the past. However, what we are really doing is forgetting to look at the next milestone. It dawned on me that our kids have been growing out of things at a rapid rate their entire lives. At age 3, there are things they are putting down that they'll never pick up again. When they start kindergarten, they won't be able to spend a week at grandma's house during the school year anymore. Yet kids don't get sad. They don't get saddened by that because they're eyes are firmly set on the next thing. Maybe it's the next field trip, the driver's license, the next sports season. I've seen athletes their senior year get absolutely devastated when the only sport they play comes to an end. It's what they've worked for, they've trained, set their goals in, and now it's done. It's devastating. In contrast, the person that's out for 3 or 4 sports have a little bit easier time because the next season is just around the corner. The next challenge, the next goal is just around the corner. Maybe it's college. Maybe it's getting married. The difference is for our students is that many of these next things are done for us. It isn't something that we intentionally set out to do. As adults, other than our obligatory work, the things we have to do, most everything we do is optional or by choice. And we don't make the choices, sadly enough. We stop looking to the next thing, the next goal, or the thing we need to look forward to. See, as a parent, I believe that we can learn about as much from our children as they do from us. And I truly believe that. Are you stuck? My guess is that you're not truly clear on what your next thing should be. Or maybe you have too many next things and you can't decide. Are you getting advice on what your next thing should be? I can tell you this. Your next things are a you deal. No one else can tell you what that next step is. It's something you have to ask of yourself. What gets you excited? What do you dream about? Need to start dreaming about. Yeah, the questions get tougher. What do you dream about? My favorite question in this area is, what do you love to do so much that you would do it for free? Here's the challenge today. What do you love to do so much you would do it for free? Every single one of us needs to live into the answer to that question if we want to live a fulfilled life. There's no doubt. And it's one of my favorite questions of all time. One of a few that are just unbelievable. What do you love to do? What do you get excited about? This is why we're stuck. You're not stuck if you know the answer to that question. You're not. Too many times money is the focus. I can tell you I've got a son right now who is very aware of how much things cost, and his desire to pick a career is centered largely around money. And I keep telling him, if money's your only thing, you'll never be happy. Now, you can be happy with money. I'm not saying you can't, but if that's the primary thing, that's tough. See, but there are rich people in nearly every industry you can think of. There are millionaires in construction. There's millionaire janitors. There's millionaire in tech companies. There's millionaire in restaurant businesses. There's millionaires everywhere. It's not specific to an industry. It's specific to a mindset. So what is it that you love so much that you would do it for free? And if you can answer that, you are on your way to figuring out your path forward, to getting unstuck and living into your purpose. Now, John Maxwell recently published a new book called Leadership. I recently heard his CEO, Mark Cole, reference it on a phone call that I was on. We must shift from deadlines, like you think about a goal that you have, and I have to have this by next year. Shift from those deadlines to a life without a finish line. We must shift from when will I meet the goal to how far can I go? As you are thinking into what you love to do so much, you would do it for free. I challenge you tonight to not set a deadline, but rather think into the infinite possibilities that have no end in living it out. I don't know who this is for, but I hope you got something out of it. My name is Brett Clark, and I'm an educator and also a coach, speaker, and trainer. Please reach out to me if I can help you reach your next things, and please share this message to your friends that may be stuck. I thank you very much, and I look forward to our next conversation together. Thank you.